Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, a show for providing self-improvement information that has a positive effect, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dr. Alan Simberg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. If you want more information about the Tough Talk Radio Network, visit our website at www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, where you will see the wide variety of shows that are offered by the network. If you're not able to listen to any of the live shows, they are archived and available the day of the live broadcast. If you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the other shows, go to the top of the Tough Talk Radio Network page and click on the Hosted Shows link. Then click on the link to the show that you want to be a guest and click on the Register to be a Guest link. If you're thinking about having your own show, there's information on the website about that as well. Be a guest blogger with me by contacting me by email, and the address is alan@alansimberg.com. Again, that email address is alan@alansimberg.com. If you want to call or text me during the week, my phone number is 281-785-0660. Again, that phone number for you to call or text me during the week is 281-785-0660. If you want to call into the show with a question or group, if you want to listen by phone, call that Radio Network. You can also tweet me at Alan Simberg, at Alan Simberg. I'd like to let you all know that this segment of the show is being brought to you by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin, and they grow organic vegetables, and they use those organic vegetables in the whole food supplements that they produce. It's important to understand the difference between regular synthetic supplements and whole food supplements. Whole food supplements, as the name suggests, are supplements that are composed of whole foods. Substances that are in that food which can help us to maintain our health or to regain our health during times of challenges. The synthetic vitamins, as the name suggests, are really made of chemicals primarily. There are some other companies that do produce supplements that are made from whole foods, but Standard Process was the first company ever to do that. And another feature which sets Standard Process apart from other companies is the Standard Process products are made with organically grown vegetables. Now, Standard Process also is in kind of, I guess I would say, a partnership with a company called MediHerb, which is out of Australia. And MediHerb is a company that produces very high quality herbal products, and their products are unstandardized. The significance of that is unstandardized herbal products come in the form as nature provides them. In other words, the company does not change the molecular structure in any way, so that the herb can do what it was meant to do and what it's capable of doing as nature provides it. Standardized herbs are really, in a sense, pharmaceutical products. The molecular structure of the herb has been changed so that positive effect that you can get from it is questionable. And as you can probably imagine from the comments that I've made so professionals know how to handle them. They know what they're good for, and they know how to determine what your needs are. So before I introduce my first guest, I want to talk a little bit at this point about what makes it difficult to change. You know, in our world today and in our society, there are so many challenges, so many things that we have to adjust to. And we all, to varying degrees, have difficulty responding appropriately to the changes that, more often than not, are necessary. So I think it's important to understand that there are a few things that make it difficult to change. One is that we all have established patterns of thinking and behavior, and we also have a tendency to be sensitive, or I might say overly sensitive patterns, and we tend to get comfortable in meeting others' expectations. We have the best chance of avoiding friction and arguments. Now, another reason why it's difficult to change is fear of the unknown. We have that tendency to be more comfortable with what we know, even though it may not be serving our best interests, than by taking a chance and trying something that is unfamiliar to us. A perfect example of this is when you be driving somewhere, and I guess the most obvious example might be driving to work or driving to a particular store where you want to do some shopping, and unexpectedly there's a detour or a traffic jam. And if you ever notice, many people have an immediate alert reaction. It's like, oh, now what? Or, oh, look at this. And part of what's actually going on there, whether people are aware of that or not, is it's that almost, it's not exactly a panic, but it's that hyper-alert reaction of, uh-oh, now what do I do? Because you're so used to doing it a certain way. Now, at the end of the show, I'm going to provide some guidelines that can help people to make changes easier. We're going to go to commercial break now, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my first guest. But before I go to commercial break, I do want to let everyone know that we are having some technical difficulty. We are working on it. My voice may be cutting in and out occasionally, but we're going to do everything we can to remedy that situation as quickly as possible. So we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my first guest.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My first guest today is Bill Lee Emery. Bill is a multiple brain integration techniques coach trainer for health and educational professionals and has appeared on several radio and TV shows in Australia, including Good Morning Australia and The Today Show. His work within the personal development field has helped many people improve their lives, including business leaders, world-class athletes, and the Australian National Skydiving Team. The multiple brain integration techniques coaching model can help individuals unleash their unconscious potential. Bill has written many articles for national and international magazines and is the author of four books, including Are You Dying to Get to Work? Work-Life Balance Secrets for Busy People with Hectic Lives. Another of his books is Stop Procrastinating. Another is Unfair Sales Secrets. And the fourth is How to Get Out of Your Own Way and Play Better Golf. He is currently writing a book specifically for heart-based entrepreneurs. And now let's learn more about Bill. Hello.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Good, thank you. How have you been doing?
Excellent, thank you.
Great. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Oh, wow, that's a big question. Especially since I'm about your age too, Alan. So I'll keep it very brief. I was born in New Zealand. The family moved to England when I was 7. I lived there till I was 20. Then I've been living in Australia since I've been 20. And what drew me to the work that I'm doing right now is actually pain. I would wake up with a knot in my stomach and go to bed with a knot in my stomach. I was working in an organization as a manager in a computer organization, and it was basically stress. And I knew that my stress was killing me, and so I quit, and I traveled on the path to find out what I really want to do in life, which has brought me to many, many different stages and evolutions, if you like, leading me to where I am now, which is really helping other people to align what ancient wisdom has known for a long, long time, and that is that we have complex, adaptive, and fully functional neural networks or brains or intelligences in our heart, our gut, and our head. So this is actually backed up by the latest neuroscience research, and when you put them all together and you get people aligned with all these three intelligences or centers, then and balanced, and I can talk about that in a moment, then our lives can be really fulfilling. But if one of these intelligences is not on the same page, then life can be chaotic, to say the least. It's interesting when you were talking before about, you know, responding to changes and established patterns, and sometimes people can be oversensitive, and with the fear of the unknown and, you know, the body being on immediate alert. From my perspective of multiple brain integration, there are a lot of things that we do that actually cover those things that you've been speaking about. Anyway, that was very a brief intro to the work that I'm doing now. And Alan, I can't hear you, so maybe you've dropped off the line. So I'll just keep on talking, Alan, and when you're back, please interrupt me and ask me a question. So if I can just, for the listeners here, the things that I'm talking about here, we've all known about. And even after a 10-minute conversation with someone, they intuitively understand what I'm talking about. So when I use the word brain, sometimes the word brain can be a bit misleading. Sometimes the word intelligence is sometimes easier for people to understand. Now, given the uncertain world that we live in, and often you may have been in two minds about something, and your head's saying one thing and your heart is saying another. And this is often the case, but the truth is there's another player. So it's not just our head and our heart that has some influence in the decisions that we make, but it's also our gut instinct. And if you think about the quality of your life right now in this moment, your relationships, your finances, your health, your business, your social life, if you think about the quality of where you are right now, it is in no small part connected to all the thousands, hundreds of thousands and millions of decisions that you've made throughout your life. And if you're anything like me, you've made some pretty dumb, stupid decisions, and hopefully you've also made some very life-affirming decisions. So after this conversation, you can go back and look at those dumb, silly decisions that you've made and ask yourself, what was happening there? Was my head engaged? Was my heart engaged? Was my gut engaged? Because chances are one or two of them were not in the room when you made that decision. And it may be like in business, you know, you're talking with someone and they're presenting some kind of offer to you and it looks good on paper and everything they're saying is right, but just something feels uneasy. And that'll be your gut brain warning you that there's something not quite congruent here. And when you have listened to those intuitive promptings, you'll be very glad that you have. And I bet everyone listening to this show has had times in their life when they've had the intuitive promptings, but they didn't listen, and they've really regretted it. So let me just introduce you to your three intelligences. The head brain is called the cephalic brain. The heart brain is called the cardiac brain. And the gut... Yes. Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Right. I've just been chatting on.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, I can hear you, Alan.
Yes, you can you?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I've lost you again. I want to keep on talking, Alan, because I know we only have limited time.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity and compassion, Dr. Simberg helps clients find solutions to a wide range of life challenges and psychological issues. Dr. Simberg specializes in a number of areas, including addiction and recovery solutions, family, parenting and relationship issues, depression and anxiety, spiritual counseling, and more. Blending conventional and complementary approaches, Dr. Simberg draws on a variety of styles and techniques to incorporate what will be most helpful for each client. Find out more information or contact Dr. Alan at alansimberg.com. Let Dr. Alan Simberg help to enhance your life through effective therapies.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Loy takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Loy wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithloydrosen.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with DrAlanSimberg.com. Life-Changing Insights every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life-Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Before we went to commercial break, I was talking with Bill Lee Emery. Bill is a multiple brain integration techniques coach trainer for health and educational professionals, and we were talking about his technique right before. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Alan.
Yes. Please continue. We're back on the air. We came back from commercial break, and I just want to give you the opportunity to tell the listening audience more about your technique, and you were talking about the three intelligences right before we went to commercial break.
Yeah. Thank you. So I'll just talk about what we call the prime functions of each intelligence. The analogy I like to use is of a parent with three children. Now, the three kids will be very, very different in personality and what they do, their strengths, etc., and hopefully they're all loved equally, but they do very different jobs. So imagine your life as a parent. If it's a beautiful, sunny afternoon and you let the kids out to play in the garden, and life as a parent will be blissful if those three kids would get on really well, when they would play together collaboratively, where they listen to each other, where they're kind to each other. But if one of those kids was being a real brat or bully or sabotaging things or sulking or not playing, or two of them were like that, then life as a parent would be pretty chaotic. So in the same way, we have these three beautiful intelligences within us. They all have different strengths. They all do different things. And when they use for their prime purpose, then life is much simpler. So let me just go briefly through what the prime functions are. And so your listeners have got an understanding of how to use these three intelligences. So the head brain is the cephalic brain, the one between our ears, is the brain that's in charge of our cognitive perception, how we make sense of the world, how we take information in. But it's also really good at making meanings out of things and storytelling. So, for example, you're walking down the street, you see someone that you know, you wave and say hello, but they totally ignore you. Within nanoseconds, your head brain is making up a story about them, what a bad person they are. Or they're making up a story about yourself and maybe something wrong with you. And so a head brain can go anywhere in the universe, and that's the upside. It can go anywhere in the universe. And it's also the downside, going anywhere in the universe. So you're talking before about, you know, the fear of the unknown and being on immediate alert. And that can actually be a connection between the gut brain and the head brain, but often the head brain will make meanings out of things that it has no business making meanings out of stuff. So in traditional Chinese medicine, they call the head brain the governor. It's kind of like the organizing function within us. And then we come to the heart, and the heart is our emotional center. This is where our values, our deep values lie, within our heart. It's also our connected to people, to ideas, to a purpose. So when someone is on purpose, when they have meaning in their life, it's because they are connected to their heart and what their heart is wanting them to do in the world. In traditional Chinese medicine, they call the heart the emperor, and the emperor is the boss. Or if you're female, it's the empress. Now, a couple of years ago, my partner and I started doing Pilates. And one of the things that we learned in Pilates is when someone is standing correctly, or in yoga, or a chiropractor will tell you this, osteopath will tell you this. When someone is standing correctly, their heart is slightly ahead of their head. And so biologically, we are designed to live our lives heart first. And it makes sense, because if we're living from our heart, we're living from our core values, what's deeply important to us. So then we come to the gut. And by the way, there's a place called the Institute of Heart Math in California, and for the last nearly 20 years, they've been exploring the intelligence of the heart, and I definitely, it's worthwhile going exploring what they do. So we've done a lot of work over, you know, the last 100 years about the head brain. The head brain doesn't need any more work. It's had enough work done. The heart brain now is becoming more common with people, but the brain or the intelligence that's often left out of the picture is the gut brain. So the gut brain has got three prime functions. The first one is it's about our core identity. So our core authentic sense of self is connected to our gut. It's also the part of us that's into self-protecting. It's our immune system. 80% of our immune system is developed in the gut brain. So that's the intestinal tract. The other thing is it's the mobilizer. So there's a big difference between being, say, busy and inspired action. Busy can be stressful, but inspired action, it's kind of like, hey, I've got stuff to do, get out of the way, because you want to do it. It's not that you've got to force yourself. You want to do it. And in traditional Chinese medicine, they call the gut brain the general. So it's in charge of your army. So let me just talk about a couple of things that you were talking about earlier on, Alan, when you were saying that sometimes people are on immediate alert. You know, we have the fear of the unknown. So fear, we often register in the front of our bellies, you know, butterflies in our stomach. But courage is completely different. Courage actually comes from the back of our belly. It comes from around our adrenals and our kidneys. But in order for courage to show up in the world, for us to be courageous, there's a couple of things that must be in place. First of all, there must be some kind of doubt or fear. Can I do this? But the other thing that's important is that the emperor is the boss. The governor and the general are there to support and serve the emperor. So when the emperor says, this is important, this is what I want to do in my life, then the general is obliged to support it. So when something is happening out in the world and we are emotionally deeply connected to it, we may be scared to do it. It might be standing up and showing, you know, who we are or speaking our voice. But courage comes from when the heart says, okay, I get it, you might be scared, but this is so important, you have to do it. And then the general, the gut brain, mobilizes energy from around your kidneys and your adrenals. And if you listen to our expressions, like when we push through our fear, we don't push around it or over it, we push through our fear. So the heart has to be involved. And you've seen people, for example, Nelson Mandela is a wonderful example of, in his lifetime, that he lived from compassion, from his heart. You know, to go through 27 years in a white prison in South Africa, to come out without any bitterness is remarkable. And his head brain is very, you know, the head brain is to do with creativity. And so when we are creative and serving the heart, then the final bit is actually taking action, being courageous and doing those things that we need to do in life. But sometimes, so, you know, that head brain can come.
Bill? Hello, Bill?
Yeah. Yes, Alan.
Are you okay? Yeah. I just wanted to let you know, everything you've been saying so far is just so interesting. And, you know, as you mentioned when we were off the air for a moment, you have a lot of information to provide. I wonder if you would be interested in coming back on the show another time, because we've actually come to the end of the interview. And okay, great. I also want to give you the opportunity to tell the listening audience your contact information, and maybe if you want to give them a little bit of an idea of generally the services that you provide.
Okay, sure. So my website is Evolve Australia. So it's EVOLVE Australia, as it is normally spelled, .com.au. And I do a lot of work with people one-on-one, and sometimes they can be from around the world, and I can do Skype sessions with people. So people can just explore that. There's a lot of information on there. And yes, Alan, I would love to come back. We've just kind of scratched the surface here. And as you can probably gather, I could talk for days on this.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I really found what you were saying to be very interesting, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Okay, thank you, Anna. I will do it, too.
Okay, have a great afternoon.
Yep, thank you so much.
Okay. Before we go to commercial break, I just want to remind everyone that the preceding segment of the show has been brought to you by Standard Process and MediHerb. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin where they grow organic vegetables, and they use those organic vegetables in their whole food supplements. If you have any questions or comments about any of that, please feel free to text me or call me during the week. My phone number is 281-785-0660. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my next guest.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Life-Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My second guest today is Christine Cattagio. Christine has a Bachelor of Science degree from Barry University. She is a life transition coach, CEO and founder of Successful Life Transitions, speaker and an author. Known as the life navigator and guide to uncharted life change, Christine helps women understand and navigate the many challenges of life transitions. Her intention is to inspire and empower women to live their best lives and honor the soulful desires of their hearts. She is a contributing author book, Bold is Beautiful, and soon-to-be-released book titled Bold is Beautiful Business Strategies. And now let's learn more about Christine. Hello, Christine, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Well, I grew up in a small town, which many people probably haven't heard of or have just driven through, in Staten Island, New York, on one side of the Verrazano Bridge. And I had a very, very unchangeable, quiet, calm upbringing. We lived in the same neighborhood for most of my life. Even after I was married, I lived in the same neighborhood. We had a family business for over 20 years. So I was not used to change in my life. I was very, very calm and sedentary in my lifestyle, and my car was even on autopilot. So it became natural for me to be used to what to expect. And as I got older and I started dealing with different life issues and I started experiencing change, it really became something that I needed to learn to deal with. And as I speak with my clients about, I needed to learn to embrace change, because from what the way I grew up and the way life had sent me on my path, It was one extreme to the other. So it became more about learning to embrace change and understand how to deal with transitions.
And one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is I wanted to talk to you about your program, The Successful Life Transitions. If you just explain what that's about and the service that that actually provides to people.
Okay, Successful Life Transitions is my company, and I am a life transition specialist and coach, and I work predominantly with women. I do work with men as well, but I work with women who have gone through adversities or are going through different adversities and challenges in their life, and they kind of get stuck and can't move forward. And there's so many different adversities, transitions that we all experience. It could be anything from a career transition to moving into a new home to divorce to having a baby. And when we get stuck in those areas and not really comfortable in our current life but not sure where we are supposed to be putting our next foot forward, sometimes we need that helping hand to guide us through that, and that is what I do for my clients, and I do that predominantly through one-on-one coaching, but I also offer workshops and special events as well to help women see and understand that they can get through whatever they've been through and move forward and create the life that they really want.
Client for the first time. Generally, what's the approach that you use? Like, what do you do to what their needs are?
Typically, I would have someone schedule a 30-minute discovery session with me. And in that 30 minutes, we get some clarity on what their issue may be and what they would like for themselves. And then we work together to put a plan in place. And there are different programs available in which we can do this. And we put a plan in place that works for their schedule and their budget and help them move forward through that avenue.
You really thought in a positive way. Saying that is interpersonal with the people that come to you for help. And you really help to establish the beginnings, at least, of a relationship so that the person who comes to you can feel comfortable in working with you.
100%, yeah. It really is, you know, understanding exactly what their priorities are and letting them also realize that I have been in their place. You know, we all go through our certain challenges, and they're of different intensity, obviously, but as women, and most of us, not just women, but particularly as women, we all go through them. So I've been there, and I found my way out. And so I've created the programs, and I've done the work on myself so that I could help other people exactly get through it the way I have.
Something that's really, really important for me to repeat, yourself, and that doesn't mean that everybody is exactly like you, but work yourself, you can have at least a basic or general understanding of what other people are going through, which really gives you up on helping them.
Exactly. And that is what makes me so good at what I do, is because I can understand the challenges of breaking free from whatever is holding us back. And, of course, that always includes the fear and the limiting beliefs and, you know, the whole gamut. And as women, we in particular, we have a lot of other issues that we deal with. And especially as we get older, we lose that self-confidence and we lose a little bit of self-esteem when life kind of kicks us down. So, and it's, you know, something that I've, like I said, I've been there, and I know what that feels like, and I know how difficult it is to move forward from that. So I can really understand what are the women are going through. And sometimes, you know, when people are going through a transition, they don't even realize they're in one. They just know that something isn't right, their world looks different, And so they don't even really understand what it is that they're trying to move through.
I think that's a really good point. Now, I also wanted to ask you about your chapter in the compilation book, Bold is Beautiful.
Yes.
I think it would be really good for the listeners to get a little bit more of an understanding about you. If you could just talk about your chapter and basically what the content is all about.
Well, the book Bold is Beautiful, it's really a great compilation. There are 26 co-authors. And the concept of the book is about women who have been through different adversities in their life and how they have found their way through. So when I was approached by Kim Boudreaux-Smith to write a chapter in the book, I knew that it was something I had to do. And my chapter is on embracing change, because that was something that was very difficult for me. And as I mentioned before, there was really, that's really what helps us get through so much of what we have to deal with in life. And I speak about this all the time, too. Embracing change and learning to understand that change happens and how to deal with it, it doesn't soften the blows, but it does help us respond differently and not just react. And so that's a big part of what I wrote about in my chapter, is my personal experience growing up and with, you know, dealing with change, having had a quote-unquote normal childhood, you know, with very little change, and going from the frying pan into the fire as I got older and life started dealing me different circumstances that I had to address. So that is what I wrote about in that chapter. And actually, the upcoming book, Bold is Beautiful, Business Strategies, is a similar concept. It's about women who are in business for themselves and the challenges that they've had to deal with to be successful in business. So, which is the same concept, but it's taking it into the business arena.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Hello?
Yes.
Wow. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What I was in the process of asking you was, the Bold is Beautiful Business Strategies, is that your book?
No, it's also a compilation by the same compiler, Kim Boudreaux-Smith.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And actually, we'll be launching that next week on September 15th.
Thank you for joining us on Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.